And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. After a rather tense early morning at the Noble's house in Rosehaven, Long Island, we find Mary busy in her flower garden. Larry, who is uneasy and nervous, comes out, and after watching her for several minutes from the terrace, strolls over to her. And now we hear...
Anything you want me to do before I leave, Mary?
Leave? Leave for where?
I'm going to start for New York in a minute or so.
But why, darling, at this hour? Why, it's only 10 o'clock.
Well, I can't help it. I have to get into the theater.
But you don't mean to tell me that Harold Ramsay is scheduled a rehearsal for this morning.
Look, honey, must we go into all this? Do I have to explain every move I make? Isn't it enough to say that I have to get to New York?
Yes, darling, of course. I only hope that you might be able to spend a little time enjoying yourself today.
Oh, I wish I could, but it's out of the question.
I had an idea we might go over to the club and even take your sailboat out for a little while.
There's nothing I'd like better, but I just can't make it until...
I know. Until your wonderful Claudia has opened in the place.
Well, it is a big responsibility.
Seems to me it's a responsibility you didn't have to take on there. The play was doing very well before you got yourself all involved with Claudia Vincent.
That's foolish to say, Mary. You know how it happened. Sheila wanted to get out of her contract, and Claudia was dying for a chance to break into a Broadway production. I merely suggested her to Ramsay and did them both a favor.
Well, I hope she appreciates it.
I'm fairly sure she does.
You ask me, Claudia is out to use anyone and everyone she can.
All right, have it your own way. I'm leaving. I don't know just when I'll be back.
Larry, wait just a minute.
Yes?
I'm sorry I was so catty, darling. I'm really very sorry. I don't want to be difficult right now when you have so much on your mind.
Oh, it's all right. I know how you feel about Claudia.
I can't help it, darling. I'm jealous.
Oh, nonsense. How could you be jealous?
Well, it's very easy. Being married to you.
Well... Just you stop if you hear.
I'll try. Must you really go so soon, Larry?
Uh-huh. I wish I could stay home, but I can't.
All right. I'll walk to the front door with you. I want to go through the house or around?
Through. Left my hat in the front hall.
All right. Oh, you'd better open the screen door, darling. My hands are awfully dirty from the garden. Well, haven't you even noticed that your son is absent, Larry? You haven't mentioned him at all.
I heard some kind of a commotion while I was dressing. And since he's busy most of the time, I didn't think to ask. Is it something special?
Oh, it certainly is. Larry Jr. is going to a horse show with young Stanley Baker and his family.
Oh, well. Must be we're on better terms with our neighbors these days.
I guess so. At least they're being nice and friendly to Larry Jr.
Well, that's good.
Darling, when you have a little more time, you will take those boys sailing, won't you?
Of course I will. Do you think I'm willfully neglecting my son?
Not at all. Only he's hardly seen anything of you this summer.
Well, I can't help that. These changes in caste are very hard to get through. Can't you just be patient for a little while now? It isn't so long, you know.
No, I don't suppose it is when you come to think about it.
I'll try to talk to you later if I get a moment, but right now I've got to hurry.
Oh, you go right ahead, Larry. I'll answer it.
Oh, wait. It might be for me.
Hello?
Hello, Mary. This is Rupert Barlow. How wonderful your voice sounds, even in the morning.
Oh, thank you. Larry, it's not for you, darling. It's Rupert Barlow. You can go on.
I'll wait.
Hello, are you still there, Mary?
Yes, Rupert.
It's about that invitation for tonight. Did I get it straight from Julia? She said you wanted us to come to see the play.
Yes. I thought it would be nice if we all went to see Claudia on our opening night.
I think it's a splendid idea. You, don't think she'll mind?
I don't see why, Rupert. That's the whole point. I mean, to show an interest.
Show an interest in what? What's he saying?
Shh, just a minute, Larry.
What did you say there?
I said I'm so glad you can come.
Oh, well, about meeting. I have a suggestion.
Good. What is it?
Suppose I pick you and Miss Barlow up at your house around 5:45.
So early? That would get us there hours before time.
What are you talking about? I don't want him hanging around backstage before the curtain. We'll get Claudia in a fit.
Darling, please, I'll tell you later.
I can't hear you, Mary. What was that?
About picking us up.
Oh, yes. Well, I thought we'd drive in without rushing. All have dinner together as my guests.
But, Rupert, I don't think we should. There'll be so many of us.
So much the better. We'll meet the others at the colony at 7 o'clock. I'll arrange for dinner, and we'll have plenty of time to make the curtain without having to hurry.
Of course, I think it would be lovely, but I honestly don't think you should go to all that trouble.
But I want to do it. If you don't object, then it's all settled. You'll call Mr. Bryson for me, won't you? I don't know where to reach him.
Oh, yes, I'll call Tom. I'm going to speak to him today anyhow. Thank you, Rupert. I look forward to it with great pleasure.
And I, my dear, although I wish it were going to be a quiet dinner for two. Nevertheless, the thought of seeing you at all sends my blood racing.
At a quarter of six, then?
Very well. I shall be discreet. Quarter to six. Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye, Rupert. Well, Rupert asked us all to have dinner with him before the theater, Larry. I think that's awfully nice of him, don't you?
Is that the reason you look so very pleased right now? Is that why you're blushing?
Larry Noble, I'm not blushing at all. And of course, I'm pleased at the idea of a wonderful dinner in New York.
Yeah. Well, now that it's all settled, just what do you want me to do about the tickets?
Oh, not a thing, darling. You'll be far too busy. I'll arrange for them through Harold Ramsey's office.
All right, then. Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling. Oh, don't get too tired.
No, I'll see you later.
Yes. Oh, darling, is it all right if we come backstage after the final curtain?
Just so you don't come back before the play.
We won't. And if you think it best, just don't tell Claudia that we're in the audience at all till after it's over.
I'll see. Better be on my way now. Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling.
And at the same time, we find Rupert Barlow in his room at nearby Oyster Bay. And as he puts the telephone down on the table beside him, he smiles. Almost without thinking, he reaches over for a cigarette and fumbles about for his lighter. And so he doesn't notice that his door is opened and quietly closed until...
Morning, boy.
Victor, what the devil do you mean by pouncing on me without warning and scaring the wits out of me?
You rang for me. I come right up.
Oh, yes, I did. Well, there's no need to go creeping about like some storybook detective.
I come in just like I always do, sir, without banging a door, that is.
All right, all right. Doesn't matter. You interrupted a very pleasant train of thought, that's all.
You about ready for breakfast, sir?
Yes, I guess so. In fact, I find myself rather more than average hungry.
Will I bring your tray up here, or do you want it out in the garden?
Well, let's see. That's the question. What should I do?
I wouldn't know, sir. I don't ever have that kind of problem.
Now, don't be bitter, Victor. Your life isn't as tough as all that.
That's what you think.
Just what is wrong about it?
Plenty, and that's a fact. When I took this job on a lot of years ago, I wasn't supposed to be running up and downstairs with trays and answering bells for guys like that Wilson.
Oh, that's it. Our young house guest has you on the run.
Not anymore, he don't.
Just what do you mean by that?
Nothing. Not a thing.
Come now, Victor. You mustn't let Oliver Wilson get your goat. After all, you've scored against him very well. All those mysterious disappearances. That lighter. And wasn't it a sport shoe?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, just keep after him.
Don't you worry none about that, boss. He won't bother me no more.
What do you mean?
Just what I say, Mr. Barlow.
Just where is Mr. Wilson this morning, Victor?
I don't know.
You mean he isn't here? He didn't come back?
Well, the car ain't in the garage, and the door to his room's open. He ain't inside.
That's a funny thing. Why, he left here yesterday noon. Where the devil do you suppose he is?
Just so he ain't here. Don't matter to me.
Nor to me. But I wonder about Miss Julia. You know, Victor, she's very attached to that young man.
Yeah, Mr. Barlow, I guess so.
And she'd take it very badly if anything happened to him.
Well, what about it? She'd get over it, wouldn't she? And you'd be better off.
Now, look here, Victor. You don't know more about this than you're telling me, do you?
How could I know more?
You aren't up to any of your tricks, are you?
Well, I don't know what you mean.
You know good and well what I mean. It's true that I wanted to be rid of that young pest. But I told you I wouldn't stand for any violence. You remember that, don't you, Victor?
Sure. So what are you getting all excited about? The guy's gone, ain't he? Maybe he ain't gonna come back. That's all.
Rupert Barlow watches Victor leave the room and his heart begins to pound. For he knows what this man is capable of once his anger is aroused. But what has become of Oliver Wilson and of Claudia Vincent? Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.